News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday afternoon visit with the Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, our regularly scheduled item that we're going to visit about. Not going to be able to talk about it as much today because here on the opening day of Parents Weekend, were welcome to College Station with a major crash on Texas Avenue this morning.
Yes, traffic is always busy this weekend anyway, and so it got a little bit busier around the intersection of Texas Avenue and Brentwood this morning. Fortunately, it wasn't any of our parents involved, but we do have to be extra cautious this weekend because we have a lot of visitors in town that don't know their way around, and so we need to be a little bit extra vigilant to kind of watch out for them because they're going to be trying to find their way. So drive defensively, folks.
So the details of what happened this morning would be what?
Basically, we had a Ford pickup truck that was southbound on Texas Avenue, stopped in the outside lane for a red light at the intersection with Brentwood. The pickup truck was, stopped for the red light. Behind the pickup truck was a Nissan Maxima that was stopped for the red light. And then we have a 2006 Hummer Carryall traveling southbound on Texas in the outside lane that did not stop. The Hummer crashed into the back of the Nissan and actually went up on top of the back of the Nissan, pushing the Nissan into the back of the Ford pickup truck. Ford pickup truck then was pushed into the intersection, and unfortunately, at the same time, there was a pedestrian crossing Texas Avenue in the crosswalk, and the front right portion of the pickup truck struck the pedestrian. So it ended up being three vehicles involved and a pedestrian involved in that accident.
And what prompted this to happen?
The Hummer, for whatever reason, not stopping for the red light. Witnesses said that, the Hummer didn't slow down. And so as to the reason why, that hasn't been determined at this time.
And as we're visiting early Friday afternoon, what's the disposition of those injured?
The driver of the pickup truck, he was not injured. He was just, shaken up and kind of in shock because, he was just sitting there, but he wasn't injured. The driver of the Nissan Maxima has a possible broken nose and some facial laceration. The driver of the Hummer had a laceration to his finger, and the pedestrian has a possible broken leg and possibly some other injuries we're not sure of yet. But she was by far the most seriously hurt.
And then for everyone else trying to use Texas Avenue, a couple of hours at Texas was shut down.
We did have that intersection shut down. There was quite a bit of debris in the roadway. An accident made quite a mess. And especially, looking at the accident, it looked really, really bad. The Nissan was crunched in the back and in the front. They actually had to extricate that driver because they couldn't get the door open. And so we were extra cautious. We marked where the vehicles were with paint, took pictures, just in case, because when you've got a pedestrian involved, you never really know which way it's going to go as far as injuries.
Is this something that may close the intersection in the near future for another traffic unit investigation?
At this point, that hasn't been planned. That could always change. But at this point, we haven't scheduled to have to do that. So hopefully our pedestrian will recover, and it's not going to be something that's bad enough that we have to close that intersection again.
All right, let's move on then with a few minutes this afternoon. The Police Department and some other city agencies are going to team up even closer than before and hopefully do some crime prevention.
Yes, we've got a new program. It is called our City Watch program, and it's not innovative, really. It is something that has been done in quite a few other cities across the country, but it's new for us, and we're going to start off by training other city departments that are out and about in the city every day, training them on how to identify suspicious activity. The first department that we started with our sanitation department. and spent an hour going through a training session with them, kind of gave them ideas on, you know, things that would be suspicious. But if you think about it, our sanitation drivers, they're out early in the morning. They drive the same routes week after week after week. They see the same houses. They see the same people. They see the same cars. And they know their routes. And so if there's something unusual, they're going to see it and they're going to notice it. And now that they kind of know what to look for, they can be extra eyes on the street for us. So that was a department that we started with first. We are going to train other departments within the city. We've got meter readers. We've got code enforcement people out. And it doesn't cost anything. It just puts extra eyes on the streets for the police department. With the hours that the sanitation drivers are in their trucks, we can figure that we've got almost an extra 4,500 man hours each month of eyes looking for things that might be suspicious and maybe help us catch some bad guys.
And so we're starting off with the one department, and this could spread then to the other city departments and as time allows?
Yes, yes. And, you know, in the big picture, along the lines, it might be nice to offer training to citizens. You know, we want to partner with our community, and that's one of the major things that we want to do as an agency, is we want to partner with our community because we can't do this by ourselves. You know, we need the help from everybody. And if we can, you know, eventually offer this to some of our citizens, we'll have a whole lot of people out there helping us look out and helping us catch the bad guys. Now, we don't want the citizens to do the catching. We want them to call us and let us do the catching. But if we've got those extra eyes and ears on the street, then that's just awesome.
And we've talked about over time the need of citizen witnesses to contact PD as soon as possible. And if you think it's an emergency, then by all means, go 911.
Exactly. And don't worry about bothering officers or being embarrassed if your suspicions prove to be unfounded. You know, think about instead about what could happen if you don't call it in. You know, we are not going to berate you if it ends up being something that's nothing. We are going to say thank you for caring enough to call and let us know. And so anything suspicious, you know, you know, people know, follow their gut. And, you know, if you follow your gut feeling or that you get that feeling in your stomach that tells you something's not right, go with that gut feeling and give us a call, because more often than not, you're going to be right.
Anything else?
That's it. It's been a busy week for the College Station Police Department.
And a busy weekend ahead.
Yes, hopefully in a nice way. Hopefully we, you know, it goes smooth, and, you know, we love having our parents in town to visit, and I know the kids love and have mom and dad in. You know, I always loved for my mom and dad to come in. It always ended up with a trip to the grocery store, which was always welcome.
Very good. Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.